Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
So-called bathroom bills put women at risk and defy common sense. Liberty Counsel has been involved in about 20-plus states on this and other issues protecting religious freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about these issues are Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Holly, let's go to you first, because as a woman, obviously, when we put ourselves into the real situation of these so-called bathroom bills, bills that would essentially say that a man can enter a woman's not only restroom, but locker room and shower room. As a woman, what's your perspective on that, and give us your response to these so-called bathroom bills?
You know, I obviously, as a woman, for myself, or as a daughter, you know, a daughter or something like that, it would be horrifying to come in and have a bathroom, you know, and to see that there's men there, particularly those who are transgender, who very confused. But, you know, in researching all this, I go back to 2012, you know, Clay Scott Francis, the 45-year-old cross-dressing man who exposed himself several times to young girls, not just college girls, but also young minor girls who were on swim teams. And the parent complained, and the local attorney did not pursue it, saying the criminal law is very vague in this area. But it was the young girls who were stripped of their rights and forced to dress in a smaller room, and Francis was given the woman's locker room. Now, it's like, we hear all these cries about discrimination, and we can't, you know, we don't want to offend anyone, but yet you're putting girls and women at risk and taking their rights away. That's where this really all started.
Matt, this guy, Clay Scott Francis, says that he, in his mind, is a woman, but he continues to have male genitalia, and he went into this college where other girls were there, and this was a locker room, not just a restroom, so he's not in this particular stall. He's in an open area, and he completely unrobes so that the women can see that he's obviously a male, although his face has gaudy makeup on. He looks like someone who's cross-dressing. And when they complain about their own privacy being invaded and their safety being put at risk, they don't get any relief. They say, well, we can't do anything because it's part of the so-called transgender law that's passed and governs this college.
Well, that's right. And when law enforcement entered the locker room, they complained, and a coach on the swim team asked him to leave. And he started yelling discrimination and said, you know, this is like, you know, white only water fountains. And this guy is clearly, he's an activist and he's a pervert. He says that he's a lesbian trapped in a man's body. So he acknowledges that he is sexually attracted to women. And he wasn't just in there casually going through the process.
Let's pause here for a minute just to underscore the absurdity of what we're seeing here. This is a man who's biologically, genetically, physiologically, anatomically a man, born that way at birth. Now he wants to go through this so-called transition in his mind to be a woman, but he's attracted to not men, but women. So
right.
He wants to look like a woman and have sexual relations with women. So in the parlance of this, it's called a lesbian transgender.
Can you imagine the trauma on those young girls that they probably carry around even today to have this happen to them? I mean, I can't imagine.
Matt, if you go back, and I know you know this because you've taught this before, Kirk and Mattson, 1980, the book After the Ball, Harvard-trained individuals who set forth the homosexual agenda, and they said this very agenda was going to be coming, and they wanted to roll it out at the proper time once they got enough ground for so-called gay and lesbian rights to bring out these people such as what we're seeing today.
Right. They said that they have to keep the cross-dressing men that they, you know, drag queens as they call them, and that they need to keep them in the closet until there's enough momentum and enough support for the radical LGBT agenda that they can take the next step. We are in that phase now.
They're out of the closet now.
It's utter insanity. And we need to keep in mind here with Clay Francis, this is not an isolated incident.
These
things are piling up all over the country, these instances. And Francis wasn't just in there to quickly change clothes and take a shower. He was laying sprawled out, fully naked, in full view of young girls as young as 6 years old, intentionally, clearly taking advantage of this insane law that allows men to do just what he did, which, you know, heretofore would have been called sexual battery, would have been a criminal charge. But he is now a victim. And those who complain about his perversion and his exposing to them something that has been criminal and would be criminal in any sane world, they are the victimizers. And he is now the victim. The world has been turned upside down by this radical agenda.
Well, let's be very clear. You cannot change your sex like you change your clothes. If you're born anatomically and physiologically a male or female, you can't just simply go through a change in your mind and possibly pop some testosterone or estrogen and then go through plastic surgery and just all of a sudden, voila, you're someone of the opposite sex. You are who you are born at the moment of birth. So this is not, you know, what's so bizarre is when you have people like this that are born men and they want to, in their mind, think that they're women, they call them women. They're not women. They're men. Now, the other thing, we've been talking about this on a lot of media. I've been talking to various media and they say, well, how do you police this? Do you card people at the door? Well, in practical reality, if a man literally externally made himself up to look like a woman and entered into the restroom, for example, with individual stalls, no one's going to notice that.
Not really. No, you wouldn't tell.
No.
But a locker room is another case.
But a locker room is a different...
Especially with minor girls.
Yeah, a locker room.
I have issue with that.
A shower room. But beyond that, you could have a bearded man. In fact, if you go back to after the ball, they talk about a bearded man.
Mustached. Yeah.
Mustache a man entering into these facilities. Let's not bring that out yet, they said in 1980, until we've gained some ground, and then let's bring it out. Well, where we are now is they're bringing it out. Men who think that they are
women.
Well,
they don't even have to think they are.
Do they
even
really
no way to
think
tell.
That? Are they just taking advantage of this
That's
whole
right.
thing?
That's right. Yeah, the question. Law makes no provision for the man who just pretends. There's no provision there.
Right. So a man who in his mind is comfortable in his masculinity but wants to be a voyeur or a pervert or a sexual assailant can go into the women's restroom, and when the store clerk says, I'm sorry, sir, or the teacher, I'm sorry, this is the women's restroom, that itself is discrimination. He has the right to be able to go in there, and you can't get into that person's mind as to what that person thinks.
Yeah, when he can walk in a man dressed as a man, walk with a beard, walk into the teenage girls' locker room, disrobe, enter the open showers while they're in there. Imagine the screams and shower a lot. And then when they complain, they're the victimizers because he says, no, in my mind, I am a woman today. It doesn't even, it can go change from day to day. Today, I am a woman, in my mind, subjectively. That is my gender identity. So how dare you, get upset that I would come and expose myself in the showers to your teenage daughters?
Sorry, look at your parts. That reveals everything. Whether you think in your mind is a whole different issue, that's an emotional problem, but your physical parts, that is who you are.
Yeah, and you don't change the law to wrap around someone's mental disorder. And frankly, what we're dealing with is a mental disorder. And you don't then force everyone else in society to conform to it. This is absolutely absurd. But this, again, is the continual unveiling of this radical agenda that we're seeing. It's an agenda that is intent on abolishing the construct of gender, male and female, and it is a very intolerant one as well. For more information, visit lc.org. Again, our website is lc.org. That's lc.org. Liberty Counsel is an international litigation, education, and policy organization dedicated to advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website and go to our online store for more information. We have resources there, same-sex marriage, putting every household at risk, and more is there. Dr. Judith Reisman's book, Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence, really sets the groundwork and the foundation for how did we get to this place? How did we wake up in the 21st century and get to where we are now? She sets it forth in her book, Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence. For more information, call Liberty Counsel 407-875-1776 or visit us online at lc.org. Sign up for our online emails, our newsletters, and remember to keep Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your regular financial support. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.